in the limelight.
The invaders should know that the Ansarullah are earnest in their efforts for peace and national reconciliation among the people of Yemen without any outside interference through any council of stooges, and have the retaliatory power to strike with forceful vengeance that might result in changes to the map of Arabia. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading Stooge Replaced by Seven Stooges. Stay tuned for more. Frustration leads to desperation and ends in self-destruction, especially when a regime which lacks legitimacy in the land, which it forcibly rules with the help of hegemons, attempts to impose its own mini-hegemony through mercenaries on a sovereign, independent country. The above could be an apt description of British-created and US-backed Saudi Arabia, which has trapped itself in Yemen and unable to extricate itself from the quagmire of the war it launched in 2015 in an abortive bid to dislodge the popular Ansarullah movement by propping up a fugitive from justice, has replaced him with a team of seven stooges in the vain hope of either a face-saving exit or more devastation of its southern neighbor, little knowing that the retaliatory power of the defenders could disintegrate the kingdom of minority Wahhabi cult. On paper, Riyadh's resident Mansour Hadi, who had no power whatsoever despite claiming to be president of Yemen, has handed over his fictitious authority to seven mostly military figures selected by his Saudi host, and not the least nominated by the people of Yemen. It means the newly formed council does not represent the Yemeni people and is continuation of the imposed illegitimacy to carry on the designs of the invaders in Arab world's most impoverished country. One positive aspect of the farcical Saudi move, however, is that there is no pretense now for sponsors of Riyadh's war against the national government in Sana'a, as well as the UN, which claims to be neutral, to style themselves as backers of the so-called internationally supported government of Yemen. In the words of Ansarullah spokesman Mohammad Abdussalam in his Twitter message recently, the international community and the UN no longer have an excuse to continue using the term internationally recognized Yemeni government to massacre the Yemeni people and enforce a tight siege on Yemen. He also made it clear that the future of Yemen will be determined only by the people of Yemen, and not through any spurious talks conducted in Riyadh by Saudi Arabia, adding, "The Yemeni nation does not care about the talks sponsored by illegal parties. The only option for the Saudi-led coalition to promote peace is to stop its attacks, lift its siege, and move out its forces. Other than that, claims to settle the conflict are nothing but desperate attempts to regroup mercenaries and use them to escalate the tensions." If Saudi Arabia and the UAE, its comrades in crimes against Yemeni people, are wise, they will avail the two-month truce to review their suicidal step of starting the war and stop following the instructions of the Americans, the British, and the Zionists. Of course, the war indemnity they would have to eventually pay for destruction wrought on Yemen's infrastructure will definitely not compensate the catastrophic loss of 400,000 Yemeni lives. The invaders should know that. The Ansarullah are earnest in their efforts for peace and national reconciliation among the people of Yemen without any outside interference through any council of stooges, and have the retaliatory power to strike with forceful vengeance that might result in changes to the map of Arabia.